Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everybody. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, NLI Radio. And NLI stands for Neuro-Linguistic Innovation. Tonight, we're going to cultivate your mind and open your innovation talents with a Dare to Live Challenge. It's going to be in Hawaii, November 19th to the 25th in 2014 on the Big Island of Hawaii. Shannon Burnett Gronich is my guest. She's the founder of the Dare to Live Challenge. And her husband, Ari Gronich, is a shaman and a healer, and he incorporates modalities, sports therapy, and together they're going to energize your whys and open out your enterprising whys to let you live a newborn life. Without any further ado, I want to welcome Ari and Shannon to the show. But first of all, I want to congratulate them on a new baby that's going to be born here in the next month or so.
Thank you so much.
So anyway, let's talk about the Dare to Live Challenge and how that being in Hawaii with the dolphins and all the serene surroundings will open up people to let go of things they don't even understand they encompass. How will that happen, do you feel? Ari and Shannon?
Well, how it happens is we start with, first we look at, you know, for a number of people, Rob, Hawaii or the Big Island is something that they would consider to be on their bucket list or one of the most beautiful places in the world. It's actually the Big Island where we're going is the most visited for honeymoons, weddings. It's the place of love. So that's amazing. And then it also has a lot of sacred sites. We've got the most active volcano in the world there. Some people may be afraid of that, but it actually has some really powerful energy of rebirth. And we've had individuals that have come on prior retreats that were able to get new visions, clearer visions, clear maybe blocks that they might have had. Swimming with the dolphins is one of the most powerful, beautiful experiences. So we take them on this journey of connecting with not only amazing teachers and facilitators that are there, but also just to visit and play with the, you know, play with the land.
Yeah, you know, Rob, I want to interject. Everything that Shannon's saying is absolutely true. It's one of the most amazing manifesting places on the planet because of the new birth that happens constantly from the volcano and the lava flow. When you land, you literally can feel the thickness of the energy there. You can feel the manifestation of the energy there. And whatever it is that you're going through, whatever it is that you want to accomplish, what you have as an intention gets manifested very, very quickly. And so it's just a very sacred place to be. And we're really lucky because we take on an entire resort. It's about 200 meters from Kahena Beach, where, I mean, the waves are just crashing up on the lava side. You literally can look to your right, and about 3 to 5 miles away is live lava flow, and at night you can see the glow of it. Our kids actually went out at midnight and got to sleep near the live lava flow, which is just amazing. It's an incredible experience. But the energy, if you can imagine what's been created there, is just incredible.
Now, I've got a question for both of you, and I want you to get. Now, that lava flow, and it's going out, and you can see it visually. How is that actually allowing people to have a visual of letting go of their own stuff to allow the new to come in?
Well, one of the things that we look at, the element of fire, actually, for many people, it's a sacred element of being able to burn things or dissolve things or...
Well, you've heard the saying, burn it away, never again, burn it away, never again. You hear about people during 4th of July, but New Year's Eve, they put all of the things that they had from that year that they want to dismiss into the fire.
Or burning bowl, yeah.
You know, or burning bowl. So there's all kinds of rituals around fire and its healing effects. I mean, you know, you're destroying the old so that you can rebirth the new. And the visual is that what's been growing, it's kind of amazing, what grows out of the lava. You'll see these trees in the middle of lava, where dried lava was. It's incredible to see, but, I mean, that's a perfect example of new birth right after, you know, fiery death, so.
Yeah, but isn't that lava, when it cools down, some of the most fertile ground in the world?
Absolutely, yeah, there's actually a, you know, they make supplements out of some of the lava to help heal people from a number of different modalities, and the food is just incredible there, the taste and the juiciness and you know, much different than what I've gotten in the States.
And you know, that's something, I want to ask you, you're a shaman healer, but you use sports therapy, injury rehabilitation, and prevention specialist, but the sports hypnotherapy and the Reiki, how does that give you a uniqueness to go in and really play with the to actually limber up the tendons and the ligaments that a lot of people let get stiff and sore and become inactive, basically? How does that allow you to open that up more and free it up?
It's interesting. In my practice, one of the things that I tell people is that all pain, like in life and in your body, are all about the attachments. And so the attachments of your joints, the attachments in your ligaments to bone and ligaments and tendons and all that, when you start loosening up those attachments and become more flexible in your body, think of what that energy is, more flexible in your life. So the you watch somebody who's really stiff in their bodies, and typically, not all the time, but you'll see that person being stiff in their thinking. So when you get into a body, you end up releasing emotional trauma. You end up releasing the things that are holding your body back are also holding your life back. And I was very, very, very lucky to intern for over a year with an amazing Hawaiian master kahuna who took me through temple Lomi Lomi training. And so one of the things that I provide in Hawaii is this shamanic temple style body work that really moves a mountain of energy through a person's body, brings them back to a state of vitality. And that's one of the things that we love doing, Shannon and I both love doing, is bringing healing, bringing love, bringing vitality back to somebody who may have been withholding it from themselves. It's kind of like what the Dare to Live is about, you know, really daring to live.
And you know,
in
your life, you know, dream tells you to rebelliousness every day. You got to rebel. But here's the thing, you was talking there, Ari and Shannon. You was talking about the body, and something that I'm really starting to understand more than anything. If you're going to expand your spiritual life, any part of your life, it starts with the spirit, body, the mind follows everything. How does this down here, Shannon, allow the body to relax, to free the mind, to let it go?
When we leave our current environment and we step into something new where the smell is just beautiful, the sound of the waves are, you know, you can hear them, the water flowing. When we step away from our normal routine, most people, if it's a sacred environment or a place of letting go, they can tend to relax. And from that place, then, and what's so beautiful about what Ari brings and, you know, some of the workshops that we do, we also do Watsu. We have a wonderful day of Watsu in the water. Those type of things allow people to really get to that place of quieting their mind, letting go of tension. We had a lot of people that didn't even realize that they had tension in certain areas of their body based upon, you know, until they could actually come to a place of letting go.
Yeah. Now, the website is daretolivechallenge.com. And you can go to the reservations tab, click on it, and you can get all the information. It's the November 19th to the 25th on 2014. And the call-in number, if you have any questions, is 718-305-6548. But here's the thing. If you really want to expand your life and energize some enterprising stuff inside yourself, isn't it the best to get away from where you live and go to some place like a tropical island like Hawaii to free yourself from your daily rigmarole and regimen? Ari and Shannon?
Absolutely. And what's interesting and very fascinating, Robin, what we found is that this particular retreat tends to attract healers or tends to attract people that are really out there contributing and making a difference in the world. And, you know, we have some that are in transition too. But what happens is a lot of people are out there so busy healing and working with, you know, the shift that's happening that they don't take time for themselves to reboot and to reset and to kind of heal the healer. So this is a great opportunity for them to really get that nurturing, that support, and that time to, as you mentioned, step away. And what's kind of fun, Rob, is that the, you know, most cell phones don't work where we're going. You have to use a landline, and it's really in a place where we had a lot of people that even though they wanted to be on the phone, weren't able to. So it, you know, gets them to take time for them.
Well, you know, everybody should turn their cell phones off for at least a week a year anyway, shouldn't they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And, you know, here's the thing. The schedule is on the daretolivechallenge.com website. You can look it up. But, Shannon, but Ari, here's what people, to me, are afraid of. They're afraid of their own talents more than anything in the world. They're afraid to trust their talents and their listening abilities. How does getting down on this island actually open up and allow them to listen to the waves to loosen it up so they understand they can trust their ability?
Well, that's one of the things that we go through is really is working with people's intuition and how to tap in and how to plug in and how to gain that certainty of knowing, of listening to that inner guide. So not only is it the island that allows you to do that, because if you're not paying attention, you know, it has a way of definitely getting you to take notice. It could be through a dream. It could be through somebody coming in and talking to you and sharing something that you needed to hear. But it definitely heightens that ability to plug into your own innate guidance or intuition. And we, you know, and some of the things that we do, Rob, we do focus on that so that people can gain that certainty.
Well, one of the cool things, Rob, as well, is that we create such a safe environment that it's a cocoon. And what I mean by that is you're on an island where really, you know, lava's flowing, there's all this perceived possibility of danger, but the energy and the bubble and the cocoon and the spacing that we create is such a safe environment for people to let go of their egos and let who they are come out. And I find, for myself included, that when I drop my ego out of the way and I am free and safe to be and feel myself, especially when I'm in an environment with other people, all of a sudden those gifts, those true gifts of spirit that we are, come out. And it's one of the most magical things I think that is provided in that space, is that you drop out of the ego and your true spirit and true light begins to shine, and then all of a sudden the skills and the gifts and who we innately are becomes less scary because we're with people who are holding that space with us.
And you know the energy, but something I really understand now, and I wrote about it, and I'll just read you the first line. I now realize I ran the gamut of dark. Hearken my heart's humility, energizing my audacious agility. And isn't that basically what we're doing? Is we're opening the heart, so it'll listen with your heart and see with your intentions, your daily life, what you choose to experience.
Absolutely.
Ari and Shannon?
Oh, absolutely.
But here's something that I've really expanded into. It's like everybody wants peace, but we lack the image of peace. So how will this island give everybody the image of peace so they can expand the emotion and everything else into understanding and feeling the peace?
I'm not sure that there's a explanation that fits human logic in our minds. There's a pulse to the island. The island pulses. It's almost like one of the times that Shannon and I were there doing our own retreat in the moment, I literally closed my eyes and could feel the pulse of the island. I could feel the island moving in the waves. It was cathartic. I don't know that there's languaging for what you just asked other than you show up and the island does it for you.
We have a couple of activities that for me allowed me to tap into that sense of peace. One is we go to the top of the volcano and we take a silent hike. And to be in that vast opening of the volcano at one of the highest points, and to take that time of just connecting with nature, being silent, that really got me in touch with that inner sense of peace and gratitude. And then the other experience that opened that up for me was the watsu, the water therapy, and to be held and nurtured and kind of they create this environment of what is the water? I think it's 97 degrees.
It's 98.6. It's actually the exact same as your body temperature. So when you get in, it simulates being in the womb.
Yeah. So you're, you know, just that sense of floating and being held, and that was another moment of peace. And I have to say, a lot of the sacred circles where we're able to share and connect at that level with others, and hearing, you know, some of their visions and how they attain peace in their life. So I had a few moments there, in addition to the land and connecting with it, but I think there were specific activities that were designed to really create that anchor in our experience of, you know, for me, I can go back there in meditation and recall that place and that sense of peace.
And I also, Shannon has two other websites, Conscious Living Space and ConsciousLivingPublishing.com. Ari, you hit it right on the head. There is no image. It's a feeling of peace. And when you have the feeling, peace takes no energy. That's the thing. We think we have to put energy, but peace is an energy of nothingness. It just sit there and be. And that's where we're afraid in life, I feel. And you guys both can comment on this. it's the feeling of peace because we're not active is where we get scared, because we never learned how to sit and just enjoy the peace. How do you guys feel about that? Both of you, answer it the way you, in the order you choose.
You know, being rather than doing is very peaceful. One of my favorite meditations is sitting in the shower, letting the water just hit me, and doing absolutely nothing, thinking about absolutely nothing, just feeling the water hitting my my head. And I absolutely agree with you. I think that peace is not a destination. It's a state.
Yeah, and I personally, you know, am challenged with that being and doing. I'm definitely a doer. And so it does take that awareness of pausing and being okay with pausing, really allowing myself and knowing, and now I, you know, have gotten more into this, knowing that when I call it reboot, when I stop to really reboot, even though I may have 100 things on my to-do list, that reboot actually allows me to get more done than when I used to do it the other way of continuing to go, go, go. But it's still a struggle here and there for me to do.
You know, this is something I've learned and expanded into. To be super successful, you got to be super lazy. And the energies of something. And what
well,
I'm
then
saying
I'm really
there
successful.
Is, well, you're going to be real. But, I mean, what I'm saying is you got to let the ego become lazy and apathetic and allow the new to come in. Because if you're lazy, and I don't mean just laying around, but I mean it's lazy, you allow the new to come in. And lazy don't mean lazy. Lazy is a craziness that lives astutely, zinging yeses all the way through my life.
Yeah.
And see, the thing about that is we're afraid to think we're lazy. But actually, if you look at life, if you're going to do something hard and you don't know a way, go find the laziest person you know. They'll find the easiest way to do it. That's an absolute truth. If you got something really hard. And see, how do we make the simplicity of personal growth complicated because we think we have to do so much when we really have to do less? How do we do that, Ari and Shannon?
I'll let Shannon answer that first.
Well, it's one of the things that I have to remind myself often is that less is more. I love the study of homeopathic medicine where they, you know, the less of the medicine that you give, you know, an individual, the more powerful it is. So I that is definitely a practice that I'm learning in speaking and learning in connecting, you know, eye gazing or the less words can actually be more powerful than what's said. So it's definitely I hear what you're saying and can resonate with that, where less can be actually more impactful.
That is an area where I am so good. I'm so good at doing less. One of my most cherished experiences of that was a vision quest up on a mountain. There was, talk about less, there was less shelter, there was less food, there was less water, because there was none of either of those. And it was 4 days of literally no interaction with anybody except for myself, spirit, the stars, and the nature I was in, and my prayers. And it was so powerful to just be in that space of everything and nothing. I could see the abundance in the stars, the abundance in the leaves, the abundance in the dirt, and yet there was nothing that I had to do to experience it other than sit. So,
you know, and that's true. But now a question come to me as you was talking, all right? How could somebody take all their furniture out of the house and still have everything they required?
Is this a riddle?
No, you would. You'd still have everything you required, right? Because you'd still have the stove, refrigerator. I mean, all the furniture. You'd still have everything you required to live.
I remember sitting in a feng shui organization or organizing workshop one day, and there was a woman there who spent 3 months on the Appalachian Trail. And it was so beautiful as she shared what it was like to truly just live out of a backpack. And she ended up coming home and getting rid of so much of her stuff because of the sense of freedom and really realizing what did she need? You know, what were her basic needs and what were things that were taking up space? So it was a pretty fascinating, energy that she shared.
And see, that's what come to me when Ari was speaking. We have so much stuff, but how much of it is really required? But how is also, to you guys, isn't it all right to have everything you desire also?
Absolutely.
And see, that's where the world gets really miscombobulated for me. We're afraid to ask for what we want. But yet we desire this, but we're afraid to let go of what we have, so we stay stuck in the same little turmoil. Do you guys feel that?
Oh, yeah.
I can resonate with that.
I have a friend who did this beautiful prayer every day, and it was, "Thank you, God, for all the things you gave me today. Thank you, God, for all the things you took from me today. And thank you, God, for all the things you allowed me to keep today." And I found it, you know, as I practiced those words myself, just really being aware of stuff.
and you know, all it takes is, all you got to have is a wit to win, and that's wisdom, innovation, and talent, and you'll have everything you desire.
Well, Shannon definitely has that.
And so do you. I mean, that's what's really great about this. It's the daretolivechallenge.com is the website. It's Dare to Live Retreat in Hawaii, November 19th to the 25th, 2014, on the Big Island of Hawaii. So I want to ask everybody, how will you dare yourself to live? Because this is something I learned and I expanded into in just the last month. People don't have fear. They're scared of life because it realize life is so vast and can give them so much, but they're so afraid because we've been taught poverty. How will this expand people out of that, Shannon and Ari?
Well, one of the ways it expands them out of that is because they're paying for it, and they're putting money that they would normally hold on to, and they're giving it to themselves. What I mean by that is they're paying for an experience that they would never, ever, ever have the opportunity to experience otherwise. They're paying for an event that is designed specifically for them to go through a healing process, to go through a rejuvenation process, a peace process. They're paying for an experience, and by putting money that is something that they hold dear to themselves, they're putting themselves ahead of that money, and guess what happens? When you do that, you already begin your daring to live. You already begin the process of changing the world in which you live in, which is your inner world. Because you're putting yourself in advance of the experience you expect and hope to get.
And Shannon?
So the question was, how are they daring to live by doing this? Is that what it was?
Basically,
sorry,
yeah.
Okay. So, for me, the Dare to Live Challenge, this started, if they read a little bit about the history, was doing something that I didn't think was possible. Doing something where I had all these excuses of I don't have the money, or, you know, I'm afraid to do this, or I'm afraid, whatever those excuses are that we have that takes us out of living life to the fullest, this tends to bring that up for people and help them move through it. So it's very powerful when we listen to that voice inside that may tell us why we can't, and we take action anyways and do it. And so definitely the retreat, everybody that went last year, they all shared, once they got there, how they had the opportunity to really dare to live and now have that as part of their life, where when they come up with challenges or opportunities for growth, as we call them, they use this, you know, some of the things that they went through to help them move through it and live the life that they want.
And the Dare to Live Challenge stands for Dream Awesomely, Rev Up Epiphany, Tantalizing Omni-Ethic Love, Invigorating Vision Every Day.
I love it.
And I want to thank, we're out of time, and the website is daretolivechallenge.com. Go on there, get your reservation. Let go of what you know, flow in the I don't know, to live your dreams, because the only one that can live your dreams is the person that has them. And Ari and Shannon's website is Dare to Live Challenge. You can go on there and make your reservation and expand your dreams into reality. And without any, I want to let Ari and Shannon each give some wisdom, and I'm going to close out the show. Shannon?
Like I said before, pain in life and in your body comes from your attachments. Range of motion, get more flexible. You'll feel better in your body and you'll feel better in your life.
That's wonderful. And for me, it's definitely, I have a few things that I tell people when they come up with fear, false evidence appearing real. Ask for help. Connect with others. You know, build that community of supporters and people that believe in you, and really many times step into that place of action, because sometimes fear, you can convert that into excitement and really start living the life that you've dreamed by stretching yourself.
And without any further ado, I'm going to close out the show. Thank you, Ari, Shannon, and all the listeners. And everybody, expand your life. Go to the Dare to Live Challenge at daretolive.com. And good night, everybody. See you Thursday night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.